Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. I'm your host Jasmine, and I just want to set the scene for you really quickly before we get into today's episode. I just did my everything shower. I am moisturized from head to toe. My hair is clean. I did my skincare. My apartment is clean. I have my candle burning. I had some Snow Allegra playing in the background, but I had to turn it off for the podcast. And for my drink of choice, I am drinking a sparkling water by Rhesus Mood. They actually sent me over some sparkling water to try. I think I got like all of their flavors, but the flavor that I chose today was their strawberry rose. I just poured it in a wine glass with some ice, and then I got the brilliant idea to add some frozen strawberries into my drink. I just posted a photo of it on my Instagram stories, but those are the vibes right now. The vibes are vibing, if you can tell, and little things like this, just like pouring myself a cute little drink and doing my skincare and having a clean apartment and like setting the mood and the vibe, is the perfect way to romanticize your life. I'm not doing anything special today. I'm recording this on a Friday evening. I'm having like a solo Friday night to myself, and I'm not doing anything crazy, anything special, but just doing these little things and romanticizing my Friday night alone is one of the ways that has really transformed my life and helped me to fall in love with my life. And I feel like I just treat my life as like every moment, every day is a special occasion, and that really helps me to truly love this life that I live. And I really like this little life. If you know, you know. But that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in today's episode. I'm not entirely sure what I'm titling this just yet, but I wanted to share some reminders or truths that I've learned over the years that have really changed my life. And these are all things that I've talked about separately on the podcast already, but I wanted to recap kind of everything that I've already shared into one episode, because it really is in the little things that can truly transform your life. So I'm not sure exactly what the title of this episode is, but I do have, I want to say like over 10 to 15 things that I either remind myself of constantly, or just certain truths that I've learned in life, lifestyle changes and things like that. So I really hope that you enjoy this week's episode. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, you guys already know the drill. Let's get into our weekly obsessions. I'm really excited to share these because they have really boosted my mood. And the first obsession of this week, which isn't a new one, but it is going on my daily walks. The weather has finally gotten better this week. It's been really cold the last few weeks. It's also rained, and it's just been way, way, way too cold to be out there walking around, and finally the weather has been like perfect. It's been in the high 60s, the very, very low 70s, and it's just been the perfect little midday pick-me-up. I have been doing like evening walks to end my workday before getting into my evening routine. I've also been taking walks in the morning. It's just like the perfect pick-me-up, and whether I do it in the morning or in the evening, it's always going to lift my mood. So the girlies were right when they said, go on a daily walk for your mental health. Just the sun, the fresh air, being around nature, it's just everything. When I'm stressed, I can go for a walk. When I'm sad, I can go for a walk. When I'm happy, I can go for a walk. It's like the perfect thing to do anytime, other than when it's cold and raining. So I'm so grateful that the weather has finally been better this week and I can go on my walks. And I went on a walk every single day this week, which is a win for me. My second obsession of this week is actually something that I saw on TikTok. This was not my idea, but I came across a TikTok of a girl who was sharing how she has this notes on her notes app called like, I am a lucky girl, or I am a blessed girl, or something like that. And every time something good happens to her, she just writes it on her notes app. And I started implementing this week, and it has made such a difference in just tapping into like lucky girl energy or feeling blessed and just being very grateful for all of the little things. I do write like what I'm grateful for in the morning, which typically is like my family, my health, my relationships, you know, having a roof over my head and things like that. But I have noticed that as I go throughout my day and I live my life and I'm just doing my thing, sometimes there are things that happen, whether it's like someone giving me a compliment or getting like all the green lights or having like just like really nice things happen to me. It's like I experience it in that moment, and then because of the busyness of life and everything, I just forget about it like right away. And another thing that I noticed is that I remember the negative experiences and the negative things more so than the positive. And I feel like that's just a natural thing that we do as humans. So this has just been a really great way to remember all of the little things that happen throughout the day that are positive, that are uplifting, that make me feel like a blessed girl, like a lucky girl. If you're like me and you just remember the negative things more than the positive, this is a great way to like get into the habit of focusing on the good and realizing how blessed and how lucky you really are. And I want to work on that. I want to work on focusing more so on the blessings, on the good things, on the positive moments, because it is a choice. We can choose to focus on the negatives in our life constantly, or we can choose to look at the blessings, the silver linings. So I really have been enjoying this little, I don't know if you want to say habit or just implementing this tool. And also what I've noticed is now as I just go through life, I find that I'm looking for things to add into my notes app. So I feel like this is a great way to shift your mindset and to shift your perspective into looking for the positive things throughout your day. So I've really been enjoying this little hack. So shout out to that TikTok creator for sharing this. I really wish I could remember who it was, but it was just, it like randomly came on my For You page. So, and my next obsession is actually kind of a fake one because I technically haven't done it yet, but I have in a way, but it's been trying new hobbies. And for me, this new hobby that I'm doing is doing like DIY flower arrangements. So I'm actually doing this tomorrow, which is Saturday. I am going to this coffee shop / flower shop where you can make your own flower arrangements. And I've done this once before. My friend Kayla, she hosted like a girls giving, not last year, but the year before that. And part of the event included like all of us girls creating our own flower bouquets. And that was so fun. It was so creative. And it was also therapeutic in a way, just like creating your own bouquet and like messing with the stems and just seeing how everyone's bouquet turned out so differently, even though we used like similar flowers. It was just really, really fun. And that's something that I've been wanting to do ever since that day. And so I'm really excited to go do this tomorrow. And the reason why I say like I've done this before is because I kind of made my own bouquet earlier this week with the roses that my boyfriend got me for Valentine's Day. But it's different when you're like using different types of flowers and stems, and it's a little bit more creative versus just like putting together roses. So I am really excited for this. This is actually one of the things that I put on my 2024 like list of things that I want to do more of: the flower arrangement workshop, tennis, cooking classes, you know, things like that. So these are my obsessions of the week. Okay, so let's get into the truths that have changed my life, keys to life, reminders. I don't really know what I'm calling this episode just yet, but I'll probably use these interchangeably. But my first truth that has changed my life was realizing that my femininity is my superpower, not my weakness. My previous perspective when it came to feminine energy was that being in your feminine energy, being a feminine woman, meant that you were weak. And I've learned that the reason why I had that mindset was because I only saw examples of women being in their wounded feminine energy, which can look like having no boundaries, constantly sacrificing yourself for others, being very insecure, seeking validation, specifically male validation. It can also look like being manipulative and just being like desperate. It's desperate energy. It's not standing on anything. It's having a martyr complex and all of those things. So my experience growing up was seeing women who were in that wounded feminine energy. So growing up, I thought, oh, being feminine is bad. Being feminine means you're weak. And I never wanted to be those things. So I feel like I grew into this hyper independence. I'm never going to rely on a man. I'm never going to be vulnerable. I'm never going to show that I'm weak. But what I've learned is that being in my feminine energy, my true healed, healthy feminine energy, does not equal to me being weak, being less than. It's actually the opposite. It means being in my power. And being in a healthy feminine energy can look like being in an energy of attracting, of receiving. It can look like having strong, solid boundaries and standing on them. It's having self-love and not needing external validation. It's having confidence. It's being creative and being in flow. It's being able to be vulnerable and open, being nurturing, being able to create community. We all have feminine and masculine energy within us, and there are times when I do need to tap into my masculine energy a little bit more. You know, for example, when I need to be more logical and make business or financial decisions about things, I tap into my masculine energy. When I'm planning, or when I'm practicing discipline so that I can show up for my workout, that's me tapping into my masculine energy. What I've learned is just how to work with both my masculine energy and my feminine energy in a healthy way. It really does affect the way that we show up in our lives, the way that we show up in relationships, the type of partners that we attract. As I heal my different energies and I work with my energies and I have more of a balance, my life in general is more balanced. It's more harmonious. My relationships are more peaceful. My relationship with my partner is more balanced in all the right ways. And we show up in the relationship how we both want to, and it works for one another. My second key to life, to a good life, to transforming your life, is knowing that your life is as good as your mindset. And this has been something that I have preached from day one of the podcast. I have said this over and over in many different ways. Your life is as good as your mindset. If you believe in your heart that life is unfair, that you are the victim, that you can never get what you want, love will never happen for you, you can never be like those other girls, you can never have this, you can never do that, then my love, you are absolutely 100% correct. This was something that I had to learn the hard way. I've said this before, but I have to say it again. I'm recapping everything that I've talked about throughout the years. I was that girl that thought she was the victim. But once I started expanding my mind to different perspectives, I started, you know, reading self-help books, listening to podcasts, really learning, going to therapy. That is when I began working on my mindset. And if you listen to this podcast, then you already know this. I don't have to tell you twice, but this is a necessary key to changing your life, is having a good mindset. And that doesn't mean that you're positive all the time. That doesn't mean that you're happy all the time. Lord knows I have my days where everything annoys me, but those bad moments do not mean I have a bad life. And I get back to my regular programming, which is a mindset that believes she deserves good things, that life gets to go in her favor, that she is blessed and highly favored. And speaking of, that leads me to my next truth to transforming your life, in that is that there is power in the tongue. So make sure you are speaking only blessings, only abundance, only positive things over your life. And it's so easy to say negative things. We don't even think about it. You know, we go through life and we say things like, oh, I'm such an idiot for this. I'm so stupid. Or my life sucks. Or, you know, we say things without really thinking about it. But it's so important that we only speak positive things or things that we want to experience over our lives. And I'm not perfect by any means. There are times where I catch myself saying things and I'm like, do I really believe that? Do I really want that out into the universe? And I have stopped myself from saying certain things. Even if you don't really mean it, there's still power in it. So make sure that you are speaking only the things that you want to experience in your life. And even the way that you speak about others or to others, especially people that you might not be fond of, or, you know, people that you may not like. One phrase that I have started saying, and I've seen this like on social media, but I really love it, is I wish you the life you deserve, because it's still protecting me. You know, I never want to wish bad on anyone. So saying I wish you the life you deserve is just chef's kiss, in my opinion.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So the next truth that has completely changed my life is understanding that your environment influences your life and you as an individual, which is why I have become so intentional about who I surround myself with, what I surround myself with, and where my physical environment is. And if you do not come from an environment that serves you or that is healthy or stable, you can create that for yourself. And that's exactly what I did on my journey. I did not have the best environment or the most supportive environment, whether that's just speaking family dynamics or even the town that I grew up in. It wasn't of my highest good. So when I began my journey, I decided to create that environment for myself. And in the beginning, creating that environment looked like curating my social media space to reflect the environment that I wanted to be in, or the environment that I felt was helping me become a better person, was helping me to grow. So I was very intentional about the people that I followed, the content that I consumed. And because I did not have as much control in my physical environment at that time in my life, I focus primarily on controlling my digital environment. And that really helped me to eventually be able to have more control over my physical environment. So if you are currently in a situation where maybe you can't move out of your parents' house right now, and being around your parents isn't the healthiest for your mindset, for your mental health, or maybe you live in a city that isn't inspiring to you, but you can't move just yet. If that is kind of your situation where you're kind of physically constrained to your physical environment, my best advice to you is control and curate your digital environment as much as you possibly can. Be so intentional, because that right now is what you do have control over. And just being surrounded by people that inspire you, hearing stories that are motivating, listening to uplifting positive things, even if it's just digitally speaking, can still transform your life and have a significant impact on you and your journey. And I really believe that doing that in my journey was the thing that kept me going, and it's the reason why I am where I am today, because I exposed myself to new concepts, to new people, to new things, and I expanded my mindset or my perspective beyond what was currently in front of me. So being so intentional with your environment, both physically in the real world and digitally, is so, so crucial and so powerful. The next truth that changed my life is realizing that all you have is the present moment, so enjoy it while it's here. And this is definitely something that I've talked about many times as I have entered new chapters in my life that I was so eagerly and desperately waiting for. As soon as I settled into my new chapter, I found myself missing certain parts of my old chapter. And a perfect example of this, which I've again shared already on the podcast, was the last 6 months before I moved out of California, which is my home state, and knowing that I was moving here to Arizona, I was so irritable in my home state, in my city, in my apartments, being around my family and my friends. I just so desperately wanted to get out of there. I wanted to start fresh in a new apartment, in a new city, in a new state. And I just wanted to start my new life and start a fresh new chapter. I was so focused on what was coming next that I didn't fully take advantage or appreciate what I had in that moment, in that current present moment, which was being close to my family, being able to see my friends every weekend or every other weekend, and just in general, like being in my beautiful state of California that I love. I did not fully appreciate the blessings that I had during that time and just being present in the moment because I was so focused on the next chapter. And once I got to Arizona and I started my new chapter that I was so, you know, desperately waiting to start, that is when it kind of hit me, all of the things that I took for granted and that I didn't fully enjoy while I had it. And that was a hard learning lesson for me, but I think I really needed to learn that so that I did not continue making that mistake again, because there's always going to be the next chapter waiting for us. There's always going to be something more that we're wanting, that we're waiting for. And if we're constantly in this mindset of, I want the next thing, I want to be in the next phase of my life already, you're never going to truly feel happy or be able to appreciate what you currently have. And I just remember that feeling when it hit me that there was so much that I took for granted and I just never want to feel that way again. Which is why, although I'm currently experiencing certain challenges and obstacles in my current season, and I definitely find myself thinking, ugh, I can't wait for this next chapter, I do have to remind myself to enjoy and appreciate the blessings that I do get to experience right now, because even though there are certain things that I want to change or that I don't like about this current season or this current chapter of my life, there are many more blessings that I know I will miss once I'm no longer in this season of my life. Side note, I apologize if you can hear like random commotion going on in the background of this episode. I decided to record from my living room today because the vibes were just vibing in here, but I did not take into account the fact that it isn't the best sound in here, and I'm like near the streets and you can hear like cars and motorcycles and people doing the most outside. So if you can hear that, let's just pretend we don't, okay? Thank you. So kind of piggybacking off of how your environment affects you and influences your life, another major truth that transformed my life is understanding that being alone is better than being surrounded by the wrong people. And this can go for romantic relationships, friendships, coworkers, family. There have been many times throughout my journey where I have chosen to be alone rather than being around people who I know do not genuinely like me, support me, want the best for me, respect me. And I will do that as many times as I need to. And I'm not afraid to walk away from anybody. I'm not afraid to walk away from family. I've done it before and I will do it again. I'm not afraid to walk away from jobs, friends, anybody. I will always choose myself, my peace, my happiness. And is being alone hard? Yes, but it's harder being surrounded by people that you know are not your people, that you know do not want good for you or don't have the best intentions for you. I recall the feeling of anxiety, a feeling like I always have to be on guard, I always have to watch my back. And that is just not a way that I personally want to live. And being surrounded by the right people brings you a certain level of peace that once you experience, you can never go back. My next truth, which I'm sure you guys will love, is you are the main character of your life. So act like it, okay? Act like you have some say in your life because you do. And that's really what this truth means to me. Like, of course, being the main character of your life is feeling important. It's feeling like the star in your own show. And yes, there is some truth to that. But when I say you are the main character of your life, so act like it, what I'm really saying is realize that your life is in your hands. What you say goes. You decide who you want to be in your show, the people you choose to have, the plot lines that you choose to live out, your boundaries, the vibe, the aesthetic. You get to decide what the narrative of your life is going to be, so act like it. If you don't like how your life is going right now, if you don't like the role that you've been playing in your life, how you've been showing up in your life, the direction that your life is going in, realize that it is in your control to change those things. This is your life. You get to decide what it's going to look like, how it's going to be. If there's ever a time to be selfish, it is when it comes to your life and what you want for your life. Okay, so I just have a few more truths to wrap up this episode, but the next truth that really transformed my life is really understanding that there is a lesson in every single challenge that you face in life. Every single thing that happens to us is happening for us. Trust me, I know how sometimes it can feel like life is against you. The universe is against you. You can never get your way. Like everything is always working against your favor. I have had those days. Today was one of those days, in fact, where everything went wrong. And I was just so irritated throughout today, and I thought it couldn't get any worse, and then it got worse. And I really was like, okay, this is it. This is it for me. Like, I'm done. I'm done trying. And after I had my little moment, I decided to go on a walk. And during my walk, that is when I started to get these realizations and these reminders, and I had a really big epiphany in regards to what I was dealing with today. And it was just a reminder that no matter how difficult a situation may be, no matter how done you feel with everything, there is a lesson in it. There is something that you are being forced to see. You're being forced to grow in some way. You're being challenged for a reason. It's not because life is against you. You might not know what the lesson is right then and there, but give it time, give it space to really marinate. Take time to really see what those lessons are. When I think back to all of the challenging moments that I've had throughout my life, in the moment when it was happening, it definitely felt like it was the end of the world. Now looking back, I can see clearly how certain things had to happen the way that they happened so that I could learn a certain lesson, or so that I could pivot into a new direction, or so that I can make certain changes in my life. And looking back now, I see how all of it was so intentional. I could literally list out every single challenge that I faced in my life, big or small, and I can give you 1 to 5 lessons in all of them. It's just up to you and choosing to shift your perspective into finding what that lesson is.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Another truth that really changed my life is you will regret the things you didn't do more than the things you did do. Obviously, this doesn't apply to every single thing in life, but I'm more so speaking on things like working towards your goals or your dreams, or taking a risk and moving to a new city, or changing career paths, or starting a new relationship with someone that you've really been into for a long time. More times than not, you will regret the things you didn't do in life more so than the things that you did. I have this philosophy in life that I want to experience as little what ifs in my life as possible. Even if certain things don't work out or it wasn't exactly what I thought it would be, I rather know that I tried it out instead of always wondering, well, what if I did do this? What if I did move? What if I did make this change? What if I did take this risk? I don't want to look back at my life and wonder what if. So in life, I try to be super intentional with taking risks, with following my intuition, with doing things that make me uncomfortable, regardless of what the outcome might be. The outcome never really matters to me. It's more so just taking that risk and seeing what could happen. And just knowing that even if I tried something and it failed, well, at least I tried, and I can live with that. I can live with the fact that I gave it my best and it just didn't work out, versus wondering what if my entire life. Another truth that really transformed my life, especially in my 20s, is we accept the love we think we deserve. That's it. That's the tweet. There's nothing else to it. I really can't explain more than this. Obviously, like, working on your self-love and worthiness is not a simple process. It's one thing to say that you want a healthy relationship with someone who treats you like a queen and caters to your every need and is kind and thoughtful and funny and spoils you. It's one thing to say you want that. It's another thing to believe you deserve that. And just because you want something does not automatically mean you believe you deserve it. And that's speaking from personal experience. I know in my early 20s, I used to, you know, say those exact things. I used to say, oh, I want a man who does this, this, and this for me and treats me this way. But deep down at my core, I didn't actually believe that I deserved those things. So even though I said, I want this, that, and the other, I would attract what I actually thought that I deserved at that time. Just a little food for thought. Another truth that really changed my life is the quote, don't compare someone's highlight reel to your behind the scenes. And I just want to say that not everything that you see on social media is fake. There are people really living the life that they're portraying. There are people who really have it like that, who are really successful, who really have a lot of money, who really have a healthy relationship. So I'm not saying that social media is fake, but what I am saying is that we don't always have the full story. And I think that is what is important to keep in mind. For example, there have been so many times where I've been just looking at my friends' Instagram stories of them having fun, going out, doing whatever they're doing, and thinking to myself, wow, they look so happy, or they look like they're having such a good time. And then when I ask them about it later, that is when I get the full story of what it was actually like, and realizing, oh, the night wasn't as fun as they made it seem, or oh, there was behind the scenes drama that happened that night that obviously wasn't shown on Instagram. Or even things like, you know, seeing couples on Instagram and thinking, wow, they look so happy and so in love, and then talking about their relationship and getting the full story of what the relationship is actually like, and realizing, oh, it isn't as healthy or as happy as it looks on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. So this reminder that I don't always know the full story and I don't always know what's going on in people's lives has really helped me to stop comparing my life. My next truth that has really changed my life is to remember to enjoy your life. Don't just exist in it. And a part two to that truth is be intentional with making plans and having fun in your life. How many times have you said, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best summer ever. I'm going to do this, this, that, and the other. And then when summertime comes around, you have done nothing of what you said you are going to do. I think a lot of times we think that plans are just going to come out of thin air, or things are just going to happen, or we're just going to be randomly invited to events or places. And yes, sometimes those things might happen. But I think that it's also important to be proactive in your life, be proactive in making those plans, be intentional about making time to do the things that you say you want to do, and not just existing in your life or watching other people live their life while you're just witnessing them living their life. This was something that I really struggled with, wondering why like certain things weren't happening for me in my life. And I realized, oh, like no one's going to come and make these plans for me. It's not like when you're a little kid and your parents kind of dictate what you're doing, where you're going, for how long, you know, family vacations. Like you never really had a say in those things. Those things were kind of just planned for you and you just went along with it because you really didn't have a choice. But as adults, for the most part, we don't have anyone else dictating what we're going to be doing, where we're going to be going. And if we're not making those plans for ourselves, they are most likely not going to happen. And this has been something that I've been working on myself, in just making plans to do the things that I say I want to do, to be intentional with my time, and to enjoy my life and not just exist in it. And my last truth that has been the biggest reason my life has changed is understanding that growth and comfort do not coexist. And this is actually a quote that I found on Pinterest, but I cannot remember who said this quote, but I could not agree with this anymore. I've talked about how every single time that I've leveled up in life, that I've grown in some way, that I've evolved, it has always required me stepping into uncomfortableness, being uncomfortable, trying new things, embracing change. in order to have experience something that you've never had before, that requires you doing something you've never done before, being someone you've never been before. Being comfortable is nice, but seeing your true potential is even greater. So these are just some of my truths, reminders, keys that have really transformed my life, especially throughout my 20s. These have definitely been the core pillars to my growth. And just a little update on the podcast. Starting next week, we will be having some guests come on the podcast, which I'm so looking forward to. I have some really amazing people coming on. And of course, I'm still doing solo episodes pretty much most of the time. Just occasionally, like every other week or a few times a month, we'll have a guest on. So stay tuned for that. Other than that, I hope that you have an amazing week. If you want to catch up with me on any of my other platforms, check out my YouTube channel, my Instagram, my TikTok. I've been posting daily on there. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.